Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about the hurt of rejection. I'm sure that's something each one of you has faced. I faced it in my life. It's one thing that kept me from doing a lot of things in life because I was scared of that word no. I hated rejection. That's what we're going to talk about today. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Joshua 10, 29 through 12, 24. Psalm 50, 7 through 15, Proverbs 12, 1 through 3, Luke 15, 11 through 32. Today, we're going to be talking about the hurt of rejection. Our focal passage is going to come from Luke 15, 12 through 13. The younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the estate I have coming to me." So he distributed the assets to them. The younger son gathered together all that he had and traveled to a distant country. One of the greatest, most encouraging ministries of the Holy Spirit within our lives is that of a comforter. During a pastor's ministry, he had observed that there were five main hurts that people experience in life. The first is the hurt of rejection. Can the Holy Spirit comfort us when we feel rejected? He most certainly can. Sooner or later, in this mixed up world, everyone feels rejected. Indeed, some go through so much rejection, they cease to expect anything else. Rejection often happens in childhood. The child may have been unwanted by his parents, or may have been the wrong sex, or some reason doesn't please her parents. These feelings of rejection are recorded in our system on a kind of tape recorder, or later in life. Whenever we feel rejected, we're not only experiencing the present rejection, but in some strange way it triggers a tape recorder inside of us, and we play back all the feelings of rejection we felt in the earlier years. Past feelings of rejection that have never been healed may put a weight on it, the personality, that is so heavy for it to bear, and this is why we say a person breaks down, has a nervous breakdown, things of that nature. People rarely break down because of one event. It is usually the one event that becomes the last straw. Have you deep feelings of rejection within you that are carrying from the past, that you're carrying from the past? Or have you been rejected in recent days or weeks? Then draw near to God. The Spirit is with you to heal your hurts right now. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we're thankful that you've come alongside of us to help in our hour of need. We offer you every feeling of rejection and hurt that lies within each of our hearts. Help us now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Luke 15, 11 through 32, Ephesians 1, 6, 2 Corinthians 5, 9, Acts 10, 35, and keep these two questions in mind. What is the message of this parable? What three things did the younger son receive to verify this? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.